my favourite carol is this, don't you? And that we sing it every single week forever. Yeah, and I'm not going to apologise for that at all, because we'll sing it again tonight, whether you like it or not. But it is my favourite. Written by Isaac Watts. He wrote over 400 hymns. And this one actually is based on Psalm 98. It was published in 1719. So why do I love it? I love it because it takes us beyond the manger. And we could sing it every week, so watch out. We could sing it from now till July. Because it talks about joy to the world that the Saviour reigns. And it says, he rules the world with truth and grace. It's not in the past tense. It's in the present tense right now. This very minute. And it's not a distant reigning. It's a reigning that God is with us. He rules the world with truth and grace. We are proclaiming something here as we sing it. We can't sing it, we are with the world with truth and grace. We're with truth and grace. This is amazing news. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We looked at that last week. But having said that, if you read on into Isaiah, he throws this in. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and altogether
forever.
Doesn't say just for the Advent season and it goes when Christmas is finished. And he says the zeal of the Lord Almighty could possibly, might, if we're lucky, will accomplish this. So every year, Isaiah 9 kicks off our carol service because it's reminding us again of some profound truths. We have to remember our irons, the incarnation, Jesus' mission, Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus' resurrection, and Jesus' ascension. We can't leave the baby in the manger. We need to have the full story, because he rules the world with truth and grace. And all God's people said,
amen.
Absolutely. So what are we going to do? Sing it. But we're not going to sing it. We're going to sing it now, knowing that it's talking about Jesus's reign. And it's our last carol, so you can give it your all till tonight.